Where does good health come from? Good health comes from the mind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Where does good health come from? Good health comes from the mind. We've all known that our attitude makes all the difference in the world in how we feel, how we live, and the experiences that we have. Our attitude determines the type of friends we have. Our attitude determines the type of body we have. Our attitude determines the type of lifestyle we have. Our attitude determines where we go and who we are. Now, we like to feel driven. We like to feel that we are controlled by something outside of ourselves, and this is far from true. We are not controlled by something outside of ourselves, whether we want to believe that or not. We want to think that when we take drugs, that these drugs allow us to be relaxed, allow us to be peaceful, allow us to be at one with ourselves, and we find that we become dependent upon the drugs. We become dependent upon that which is supposed to be a benefit to us, that which is supposed to help us to get off of drugs. Just like a doctor giving a patient medicine, drugs, to take away the pain, the patient sometimes has the pain as a residual thing. It continues and continues, and the patient increases the use of the drug more and more until the patient is totally dependent upon it. Now, this is something we can understand, but that doesn't make it any more desirable. How do we change our attitude from being dependent on something outside of ourselves to being dependent on something inside of ourselves? How do we change our attitude from letting us think that the outer world controls and manipulates who we are in our inner self? We've done this all of our lives. We've had all of our lives somebody's parents, peers, teachers, friends, whomever, telling us that they're older and wiser and want to guide us into what it is that we're supposed to do. If a parent would say to a child all of the time, "All right, what do you think you should do? How do you think you should act?" Even a little tiny child, a little child that's just beginning to understand things, "How do you think you should act?" Well, children don't know how to act because they've never been taught how to think about acting. They've been taught just to respond when they're told to do something. They're not taught to think about it. Now, how do you think you should act on this thing here? How do you think, what attitude should you have on this here? What's your opinion about this? How is life treating you? Where are you going? What do you want to do? The more we ask questions like that, the more pensive we become, the more introspective we become, the more listening within we become, the more we are master of our attitude. Now, a magician is someone we delight in and smile at and think how wonderful. How wonderful that he can legerdemain the movement of the hand, surprise us with what he's doing. That he can saw people in half, he can levitate people, he can do all these interesting things. And then we know there's a trick behind it. Sometimes there's not a trick. Sometimes he actually does the things he says he does. But if he does the things that he says he does them because of his attitude. It's not because he has some external power or some internal power, maybe the internal power being the attitude, but some external power that gives him the ability to do these things. He's trained himself by practice, practice, practice. He has learned the art of being a magician with the little things as a child, perhaps, to do things and prove to himself that there are techniques for doing all these things. when we become master of ourself, our attitude, we are able to accomplish great and wonderful things. They said that it took a century, virtually, for the telephone to come into its own. And it took just 8 months for the cell phone to come into its own, to become ubiquitous, known everywhere in the world. It always amuses me as I go through third world countries and I see the children walking up and down the street, not beneficial clothing, but they have the cell phone. They're talking to a friend about nothing. Just something that delights their heart. But somehow, because of their attitude, they created themselves with a cell phone. Somehow, because of their attitude, they created themselves with this ubiquitous instrument, which is so unnecessary, but it's part of our culture today. It's part of the way we think today, the way we act, the way we do our lives. We have the ability to do anything we want to do. Anything. There's no limit. We have the ability to live in absolutely whole and perfect bodies. I was looking at YouTube about a woman who's 88 years old, and she's the mayor of a city in Canada. And she's a very active lady. She still plays hockey. She still does all sorts of things. She's quite an amazing woman. For 31 years, she's been the mayor of the city. The city has the fame of being debt-free, a debt-free city. And she wants to develop the transportation system within the city. And so she's working on that. And the people keep electing her into office again and again and again because she does things. She stands up behind what she says, and she does things. And she's active, and she's alive, and she feels good. And she's an amazing lady, truly an amazing lady. But she has not decided that just because she's in her 80s, she's going to slow down. Some of our congressmen and senators from the South in their 90s remained active legislators, and in their late 90s they die, and they are still in office. People re-elect them to office because those people know how to get things done. And part of what they know how to get done is to live in a healthy body, in a healthy life, in a healthy world, and a happy time for themselves. And they do not feel overburdened by the task of being a legislator for a state or a nation. They delight in it. It thrills them. It excites them. How often have we become the couch potato of life? We sit back and we do nothing, and then we say, why is it that I am old? Why is it that I am tired? Why is it that things don't go well for me in my life? Why is it that the world is filled with problems? Well, you can be sure that 88-year-old mayor is not concerned about the world's problems. She's only concerned about the world's solutions. And she's concerned about the solutions starting in her own city, in her own part of Canada. She is a person who is taking full delight in being herself. Amazing lady. Not so amazing. Look at the young people that we know today. They're taking on opportunities to be themselves as never before. They're opening doorways into consciousness that had never been opened. They are exponentially moving from the simple rhetoric of yesterday to the marvelous magic of today. They're living in not the future and not the past, but they're living in the now, in the present. They have so taught themselves, they have so trained themselves, they have so practiced living in the present, living in the now. They have so practiced that's the only way they think and feel and act. people come up to these people who are so dynamic and so vital and so fantastic, and they say, "You're stupid, you're foolish, you're doing everything wrong." And these people just look back at the other people and say, "It's fun, isn't it? It's fun. I'm having a ball. But you're doing everything wrong. I'm having a ball. I'm doing what my heart tells me to do. I'm looking at things not as impossible, but as possible. I'm looking at things that with an attitude of mind that says, everything is possible. Hey, let's go for it. Let's try it out. I'm guided by an inner wisdom. I'm guided by an inner judgment that doesn't say anything is right, but it says everything is right." You see, to say anything is right means you might go contrary to whatever your program is, or whatever the city, county, state, or nation, or God, or church, or whatever. And we don't go contrary to that. No master ever goes contrary to the world about him, because the master created that world in the first place. Now, what the master does, he starts to think in his creative imagination, and in her creative imagination, the master just soars and roars off into the unimaginable, the undreamed of, the unfulfilled, not because it can't be done, but just because it was not done. Those who approached these unimaginable ideas in the past did so with the limitation of their thinking, saying, "Well, there's nothing that can prove that I can do it." And then along come those people who say, "There may be nothing that can prove that I can do it, but there's nothing that can prove that I cannot do it. And I am going to put my mind to this test. I'm going to put my thought to it. I'm going to take my attitude and say, yes, we can. Yes, we can." These magic words will ring down through history for sure. Yes, we can. We all know who said them. We don't have to repeat it. We don't have to say Shakespeare and Obama and what have you. We all know where they come from. But have you taken them in your heart and made them yours? Have I taken them in my heart and made them mine? Have I decided that my attitude opens up every door for me or closes the door? As far as I'm concerned, I choose to have the doors open. I choose to have the drapes pulled open. I choose to have all of the windows open. I choose to have windows on every side of my house. I'm not doing anything that I shouldn't be doing. I'm not living a life that is negative in any way. My life's an open book. It always has been, always will be. No matter what people want to say to jump on me, I am always there being myself and having fun. And no matter who I speak to, no matter who I speak about, no matter what problems or circumstances come up in my life, I find the solution beautifully, harmoniously, and wonderfully. Yes, it can be done. Yes, I am the one to do it. Yes, now is the time. Yes, that's the only thing that matters. Let us get on the yes bandwagon of all harmony, all peace, all goodness, all right action. Let's get on the bandwagon of knowing that we are the creators of our world. We are the creators of our individual world, the world in which I alone live in. And we're also the creators of the world we create about us, in which we create people, circumstances, places, and things. And we create these things harmonious with who we are. What is our attitude about ourselves and our world? Our world reflects in our life exactly what our attitude is about the world. And if we have about the world that is good and very good, then that's all we know. If someone comes up and tells us something that is not to our desire or an attitude of liking, we say, "Now just a minute. I see all in divine order here. I see peace. I see harmony. I see wholeness. I see all in divine order right now." Now, and then change the subject. Go on to something positive, something beautiful. If I dwell on the negative, if I dwell on the problem will certainly dwell on me. And that's not my choice. My choice is to live in a world of outrageous attitudes, outrageous illusions, outrageous experiences, you know? When the buggy came along, people were able to take the buggy and go riding around the countryside, and they thought, isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting, going along about 8-10 miles an hour, maybe 15 miles an hour, having a good time? And then along came the car, and the car came in, and pretty soon the buggies were out of fashion. Nobody wanted a buggy except for just the purposes of showing off the buggy, but it was not practical. It was not practical to go so slow. It was not practical to do that. Oh, to look at the old-time movies and think of how harmonious it was going so slow. But who wants to go slow? Nobody. The people who didn't go slow in the old-time movies were the hotshots, and were the people who were stepping out, the people who were looking forward at things, and they were thought to be not very nice. Well, just remember, no matter what you do, and no matter what I do, if we do it with unconditional love, if we do it with an attitude of, hey, I'm having fun being myself. I'm having fun being myself. I'm being myself and having fun. Wow, isn't life great? We will always do everything harmonious with our creation, harmonious with our world, harmonious with who we are. And we will find that life is really exciting and very, very beautiful. This is the way it is, and this is the way it always will be. And this is why we, in this moment, in this instant, in this now, live fully and well, perfectly, with an attitude that says, we can, and we do. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.